May the love of our Lord and his will always triumph in times of trouble. Amen. Dear Heart Dwellers, this is Mother Elizabeth, and I want to share with you a vision and message from Blessed Mother. We were praying the sorrowful mysteries in our rosary group. There was a painting that Mother Claire did depicting Blessed Mother holding the world in her hands and drawing the earth closer to the heart of her Son, Jesus. As I was meditating on the Crowning of Thorns mystery and looking at this painting, I clearly saw the earth start to spin faster and faster and faster, when suddenly it stopped spinning. I then saw a dark black spot in the center of the world, and the black began to spread out until it covered the entire world. When the blackness reached the edges of the globe, the world instantly disintegrated into ashes, and then went back to the beautiful, renewed earth with blue and green colors, as the world looks in the painting. I thought, whoa, what does that mean? And heard the words, darkness shall cover the earth. How long, Lord, before that happens? Soon, very soon, was his response. The following day, Blessed Mother began speaking. Life as you know it will soon come to an end. People's way of living will abruptly change, and they will experience a new normal, where food items and supplies that are readily available now will be very hard to come by and even non-existent. Betrayal, chaos, and unrest will ensue, and lawlessness will abound. My children, do not be alarmed when you see these events unfold. This has been in the planning stages for quite some time. Unrighteousness and wickedness will continue to take hold of people, but you, dear ones, have been trained in obedience, righteousness, and taught to love one another and live peacefully. In times of disruption and disorder, you will reach people with brotherly love and share with them the merciful love of my Son. This period of trial will not be the time to bear arms, but to show love and charity to those who are suffering, hurting, and in need of compassion. For these virtues will be rare during this turmoil, but very powerful against hate and raging of those guided by the enemy and not of the Spirit. You have long been preparing for this, and I encourage you all to not fear or panic or be in dread of anyone or anything that you see. For my Son goes ahead of you and is always with you. Do not be concerned, child, about the vision you were shown. And here Mother Mary is referring to a vision I had where I was in a dark, dirty prison cell, dressed in filthy rags and freezing due to the extreme cold temperature of the tiny space I occupied. My body hurt all over, but the hurt in my heart outweighed the physical pain, as I was praying for my captors and those who were still unsaved. At this point, I knew I was awaiting execution. Blessed Mother continued, "Do not be anxious or worry, precious ones, when dreams and visions that you have seen come to pass. You will be so filled with the Holy Spirit and the will of God that you and all my children will be unmoved by situations and circumstances. Your earthly perspective will change to one who will only want to fully submit and cooperate with divine will." And that was the end of Our Lady's message. As I was thinking about the painting and the world imploding and turning to ash, I was reminded of Isaiah 24. "See, the Lord is going to lay waste the earth and devastate it. He will ruin its face and scatter its inhabitants. It will be the same for priest as for people, for the master as for his servant, for borrower as for lender, for debtor as for creditor. The earth will be completely laid waste and totally plundered. The Lord has spoken this word. The earth dries up and withers. The world languishes and withers. The heavens languish with the earth. The earth is defiled by its people. They have disobeyed the laws, violated the statutes, and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore a curse consumes the earth. Its people must bear their guilt. Therefore earth inhabitants are burned up, and very few are left. The new wine dries up, and the vine withers. All the merrymakers groan. The city is left in ruins. Its gate is battered to pieces. So will it be on the earth and among the nations, as when an olive tree is beaten, or as when gleanings are left after the grape harvest. They raise their voices. They shout for joy. From the west they acclaim the Lord's majesty. Therefore in the east give glory to the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the islands of the sea. From the ends of the earth we hear singing, glory to the righteous one.